You are listening to the Light Catchers Podcast, a podcast of original stories written by me, your host, CC Kimmel, for you, my fellow light catchers. What is a light catcher, you might ask? Well, it's anyone who can find the good and the bad, the beautiful and the ugly, and the light in the darkness. So if that describes you, these stories are yours. In season two of the Light Catchers Podcast, we will be following the story of two best friends and one magic spaceship who travel far beyond the universe to save the Shadow Planet. If you miss the Forest Friends, or if you never had the chance of meeting them to begin with, be sure to go back and listen to season one. And don't worry, Fox, Bear, Doggy, and the kitty cat they all call Kit will be back in future seasons. Unlike season one, this is one story told in four parts. So before listening, make sure to start at the beginning of season two so you don't miss any of this adventure. But for now, I'd like you to sit back, kick up your feet, and catch the light with me. JJ, Lulu, and Astrid all felt the spray of the water on their face as they climbed the first wave. Despite the unusual height of the waves, they were as wide as they were tall, which made the waves easier to navigate. That's not to say rowing up and down the waves was easy, but it wasn't impossible. Every wave they went up, they got closer to the stars above them, and on top of the wave, they felt like they were on the peak of a mountain, looking down at a fog-covered valley. At the bottom of the wave, however, they just felt alone. Apart from the stars directly above them, they couldn't see anything but walls of deep gray water. Every time they crossed over the crest of the wave, they all felt a spark of joy diminish, as though all of them were entering into a loneliness they couldn't quite understand. JJ did the majority of the rowing, taking turns occasionally with Lulu. Astrid sat in the back, her shadow cast long against the gray sea as she told JJ to keep going, that it was just a little bit farther. After what seemed like a few hours of rowing, Lulu caught the first glimpse of a glowing green on the other side of the wave. It was faint, but it was just the hope they needed. "I saw it," Lulu shouted. "I did too," said Astrid. "Where is it? I don't see it." JJ was tired, but the sighting of the emerald gave him a new burst of energy. "It must be on the other side of the wave. Keep rowing, JJ." Lulu was standing at the front of the boat now, and the mist from the wave in the boat washed over her face. The ancient wooden boat climbed high atop the wave, and beneath, they saw a glowing green. It pierced through the gray like a light through a drawn curtain. As they came down the other side of the wave, they saw the emerald beneath go behind them, and Lulu, JJ, and Astrid all went toward the back of the boat. "How are we going to get it out of the water?" Lulu asked. This is a question that had not occurred to any of the adventurers before setting out on their journey. They were so excited to get over the waves and to the emerald, none of them thought about what they would do when they got there. "I know the bottom of the wave is only a few feet deep," Astrid spoke up. "Maybe if we time it right, we can just jump in and get it." JJ and Lulu looked at each other and then back at Astrid, or at least where they thought Astrid was. "What happens if the wave starts back up before we get there?" Lulu asked. "Well, I guess there will be a long way to swim before reaching the top," Astrid answered. Her voice trailed off as she answered them. The stars shone above them, and as they crested the following wave, drifting, they saw once again the outline of the golden planet. "No one should be a shadow," JJ said. "We're going to get that emerald. Lulu, I want you to paddle back towards the emerald. We need to be almost over it right when we're about to be at the bottom of the wave. That will give me enough time to jump in and grab it before the next wave comes." "I don't know," Lulu said. "What if you don't make it back up? What if the wave comes too quickly?" "It won't. We'll work together." JJ was resolute. Astrid remained silent, her shadow seemingly frozen against the backdrop of the sea. Let's do this, Lulu. Lulu knew she couldn't argue her way out of this. When JJ made up his mind, it was hard to convince him otherwise. Besides, Lulu agreed with him. She just hated the risk. Lulu rode back over the wave toward the Emerald. JJ leaned over the side as they got close, yelling back at Lulu to go a little bit forward or a little bit backward. The sound of their voices seemed out of place in the middle of the otherwise silent sea. The stars remained in the same place above them as they struggled up and down the waves to position directly above the Emerald. Finally, they positioned the boat just in front of the Emerald as they got to the base of the wave. "I'm going in!" JJ cried, and jumped into the gray water. He immediately began swimming towards the glowing green gem in front of him. Even though it was only a few feet, the water was thicker than water on Earth, and JJ struggled to push his way through it. With his arms already tired from rowing to the Emerald, he barely had the energy to take the few strokes he needed to get to where the Emerald sat. The sea was bare and dark as he swam and kicked and struggled toward the Emerald, and as he got within a stroke, he started to hear shouting above him, and he looked up to see that the next wave was rising and that he needed to turn back. He looked back at the Emerald for a moment, wanting to just grab it, trying to figure out if he could make it. But JJ knew he couldn't make it, and despite all of his longing and grit, he could already feel his lungs running out of breath and his arms getting weary. So he kicked back through the thick water and reached out his hand as he felt the water rise above him. An invisible hand and Lulu's hand both grabbed him and pulled him back onto the boat. Lulu was crying and Astrid's shadow was shaking. It took a few moments before JJ could speak. The water. It was so thick. I was so close. I'm sorry. JJ could barely breathe and lay on the bottom of the boat. "It's okay, JJ. It's okay. We'll try again. Let's take a break and try again," Lulu said in a comforting way. Just as she finished saying this, they both heard a splash. When they looked back, they noticed that Astrid's shadow was missing, and they both leapt to the back of the boat. Did Astrid just jump in? At the top of the wave? JJ couldn't believe it. Lulu grabbed the oars. "Keep your eye on the Emerald. We may not be able to see her, but we know where she's going. We're going to watch the Emerald and be there for her no matter what." JJ stared intently into the deep trough of the wave. He could see the Emerald fixed at the bottom of the ocean floor and knew that it hadn't moved. Every second that went by, Lulu and JJ felt their heart beat faster. They felt tears growing and anger rising as they watched the motionless Emerald sit peacefully at the bottom of the sea. The boat was about to crest over the wave when JJ noticed the Emerald shift slightly to the right. "It's moving," he shouted. The Emerald began to lift. He could see it moving swiftly along the bottom of the sea toward the lowest part of the wave behind him. "Quick, paddle the other way. We need to meet her at the bottom." JJ leaned as far over the side of the boat as he could as Lulu dug the paddles into the water. They began sliding down the front of the wave, momentum picking up with every stroke. JJ watched the moving Emerald the whole time as they got closer and closer to the bottom of the wave. They knew they didn't have much time and could barely even breathe as they saw the Emerald come to the side of the boat. As soon as it was in reach, JJ reached down into the water, past the Emerald to where he assumed Astrid's arm was, and pulled with all his might. As the Emerald came out of the water, the invisible hand gripping it turned green, and JJ pulled a small green girl up out of the water and into the hull of the boat. The moment the Emerald came down inside the boat, the water began to rise and level, and the waves disappeared. The fog covering the planet cleared, and the smell of mint and rosemary filled their nostrils. In an instant, the planet covered in shadow turned into what could only be described as the greenest, most exquisite garden anyone on Earth could have ever imagined. The trees and the ivy-covered buildings could be seen even from the middle of the sea, and covering the ground they saw green bodies jumping and laughing and dancing everywhere they looked. Lulu and JJ were so overwhelmed by the beauty of the transformation, they momentarily forgot about Astrid laying in the bottom of the boat. JJ, look. Lulu looked down and saw Astrid's green body laying still next to the emerald. They both crouched down next to Astrid, Lulu touching her forehead and JJ trying to find a pulse on her wrist. Astrid, JJ shouted. Astrid, wake up. Thank you for listening to the Light Catchers podcast. To see original illustrations for these stories, follow Light Catchers podcast on Instagram. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe, rate, and review it. It really does help.